Present at the Creation is a new NPR series exploring the origins of American cultural icons. Today's installment concerns one of the most famous advertising campaigns ever created. Here's a verse from 1960. Ben met Anna, made a hit, neglected beard, Ben Anna split, Burma shave. And from 1939, the draftee tried a tube and purred, well, what do you know, I've been deferred, Burma shave. The ad campaign's target audience was not watching television, reading magazines, listening to the radio. It was riding on two-lane highways through rural America.
You can't settle me down back there. We'll be at Grandpa's any minute now.
Don't make me turn this car around.
All right. Hey, Dad, up ahead, look.
Burma shave signs. Slow down, Daddy.
I want to read them.
No, me. You read them the last time.
Let's all read them, okay? Ready?
Within this veil of toil and sin, your head grows bald, but not your chin.
Six wooden signs, spaced about 100 feet apart, began appearing on American roadsides in the late 1920s. Motorists grew to love the signs, often clever poems, and within a few decades, the Burma Shave campaign spread to nearly every state. At the same time, Burma Shave itself became one of the best-known consumer products in the country. Lars Howell reports on the little company that struck it big and stayed little.
In 1925, Alan O'Dell of Minneapolis had a problem. His father's company, Burma Vita, was on the verge of bankruptcy. Few people had heard of its new brushless shaving cream, Burma Shave, and fewer still were buying it. With almost no money to spend on advertising, Odell searched for a way to get the word out. According to Burma Shave historian Bill Vossler, inspiration came to Alan Odell while driving his car past a gas station.
There were four signs by the side of the road. One said gasoline, one said oil, one said restrooms, and the last sign had an arrow pointing to a gasoline station. And he started thinking, I wonder if that wouldn't work for Burma Shave, for advertising it.
With $200 worth of scrap lumber, Alan and his younger brother Leonard Odell posted the first Burma Shave signs along highways in southern Minnesota. Those signs were painted orange with black letters. It wasn't until later Burma Shave's logo became red and white. Bill Vossler says the brothers had to make other adjustments as well.
The first signs were set up 8 feet to the bottom of the sign, but horses in the pastures rubbed on those signs and broke them. And so they eventually raised that height to 10 feet to the bottom of the sign.
And those first Burma Shave jingles weren't exactly masterpieces of wit either. Alan Odell wrote most of them himself, according to his brother Leonard, interviewed just before his death in 1991.
At first, we had jingles like Cheer Up Face, The War Is Over. No brush, no lather, no rub in. Tube immense, 35 cents. Easy shaving, low expense.
But the verses got better, and the signs started paying dividends. In 1926, sales went from virtually nothing to $68,000. Signs were posted throughout the Midwest, then spread across the country. At the height of the Depression, Burma Vita's annual sales topped $3 million.
My favorite jingle of the bunch was, and there were over 500 total, shaving brushes, you'll soon see them, on a shelf in some museum. Burma Shave.
Chuck Sable fills the shelves at the William F. Eisner Museum of Advertising and Design in Milwaukee. One of its first exhibits was devoted to Burma Shave jingles as an example of the power of advertising.
Basically, they had a captive audience, and they did not overwhelm us with hard sell. It was a very soft sell approach, and it looked at humor. It used humor, exploited humor, and then gave us the punchline, so that at once we were drawn in. And that's what was so unique about Burma Shave, and it's not been done really since.
George Odell, Alan's grandson, thinks the Burma Shave formula simply won't work for any other product.
Because if they ever copied any of this stuff, like the rhymes or even the idea of sets of signs behind one another, people would immediately think of Burma Shave.
Ready? Here it comes.
Dime a dozen. Treat him right, but if he shave, dynamite.
Burma Shave.
Many of these groaners were written not by the Odells, but by Bermashave customers themselves. The company held regular contests, and prizes were offered for the best entries. Any off-color verses were rejected. Above all, the Odell family wanted their jingles to hurt or offend no one. Alan's brother Leonard Odell remembers one in particular.
We had a set of jingles that we didn't put on the road that I thought was funny, and I didn't think it was that bad. Listen, birds, these signs cost money. Roost a while, but don't get funny. Bermashave. And Dad said, no, that might offend somebody. It just might offend somebody. Forget it.
Just as Burma Vita never wanted to offend, they also seemed unwilling to expand. What many people thought was a big company had at most 35 employees. There were never more than 8 trucks to put up and maintain nearly 40,000 signs. In 1963, Philip Morris bought the Burma Vita Company from the Odells, and the red and white signs began to come down. Today, the Bermashave logo is back in stores on a new line of shaving products. But this time, the image that so proudly represented a brushless shaving cream is now promoting a mug and brush set. For NPR News, I'm Lars Howell.